is weird.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't realize that it's 9 o'clock already. Anyway, hello, welcome to the Sound Show. I was looking over the fight card for UFC 273. So there's a big fight tomorrow. And the main card, should just jump right in, I guess. I don't have any time to... Main card of this fight is Alex. I was looking at this and trying to figure out why. So I'm on the UFC website looking at the Vegas odds for fighters, and I'm trying to figure out why this picture of Alexander Volkanovski is blacked out. Like, they don't have his real picture, but then if you click it, they do have his real picture. So maybe this is a mistake or something. They have like a generic kind of an image placeholder instead of the real photo. Anyway, he's fighting a fighter who's known as the Korean Zombie. And I don't think this is such a great nickname. He didn't choose this nickname, I don't think. Well, he doesn't speak English. But he was it was bequeathed upon him because supposedly his thing is just intensive, relentless forward pressure in spite of being injured. He just keeps on advancing on you, and you can't stop him. He can't be stopped. He can't be reasoned with. His real name is Chan Sung Jung, but he goes by Korean Zombie, and it's actually weird. Almost all fighters have a nickname, like they pick one, but only some of them. Well, it kind of varies, like to how notorious or how well known their nicknames become, and some fighters like. They people love the nickname, and they use it almost exclusively, and a lot of times they don't even know the real name. And some of them, they just seem to ignore it, so it's kind of weird. And I guess it has to do whether it's fairly creative or interesting, but anyway, but in the case of Chan Sung Jung, he did not choose the Korean Zombie, but he's the only Korean, I believe, in the UFC. There's a Chinese guy, Li Jinglang, and Li is like his family name, so it's like Jinglang Li. So yeah, very international. Anyway, Volkanovski he sounds Russian, but I believe he's from either Australia or New Zealand. New Zealand has got a lot of fighters for some reason. It's got a disproportionate number of UFC people, very famous, very like top guys for a tiny little country of 5 million people. It's suspicious. What's going on there? Anyway, that's the main card. And then there's some people I don't know much about fighting. And then the one that I think people are kind of excited about is Gilbert Burns versus Khamzat Chimaev. And Khamzat Chimaev is another one like Khabib Nurmagomedov. He's from he's actually fighting out of Sweden, but his ancestry is, I think it's Dagestan. And that's maybe it's Chechen versus Dagestani, but it's kind of like this whole Russian Muslim kind of thing, this Russian Central Asian where it's kind of a similar thing. Like, you know, he's got the beard and no mustache, but he's fairly heavily favored to win. He's a -490, and Burns is it doesn't sound like it. Gilbert Burns, but he's Brazilian, and he's mostly like a jiu-jitsu specialist. And then Chimaev, I guess, is I don't know what you'd call him. Like what his I don't know what his background is. I'm trying to think what Khabib Nurmagomedov's background was, and it might have been Sambo. I don't know, which is basically like Russian wrestling. And I don't know. In a way, it doesn't make sense to talk about these individual styles anymore because everyone knows striking, everyone knows wrestling, everyone knows submissions. It doesn't really even make sense to talk about jiu-jitsu anymore because it's like, even if you don't specifically train in jiu-jitsu, you learn submissions. Like this one Japanese guy, what the fuck is his name? Sakuraba, that's right. I don't, Kazushi Sakuraba. Yeah, they called him the Gracie Hunter because he beat all these guys from the Gracie family. And his specialty was catch wrestling, which is basically submission wrestling. It's wrestling, but with submission. Like high school wrestling doesn't have submissions. You're not trying to break anyone's arm or do neck cranks or anything in high school wrestling. So catch wrestling then includes these submissions. And then that's like a kind of a piece of Bruce Lee wisdom. Like it doesn't really make sense to talk about styles. It's like you do whatever works. And like, who knows if somebody does a submission, if they put you in an arm bar, whether they're using a Sambo arm bar, a jiu-jitsu arm bar, or a catch wrestling arm bar. I mean, who knows? So it's striking, wrestling, and submissions. Those are like the three kind of cornerstones. You could say boxing and kickboxing, but if you just put it all into striking, then, you know. Anyway, so then the women who are fighting here are Mackenzie Dern, who's hot, I think. She's very smiley. She's a pretty smile. And she has a lot of bathing suit, a lot of cheesecake pictures on the internet. So, and she's funny. She's she's American, but she trained a lot in Brazil. And she's got this very suspicious, she picked up a Brazilian accent. And people were kind of giving her shit for that. But I don't know. I guess it's natural. She's not faking it. It just kind of happened. And she's fighting a woman named Tisha Torres that I don't know much about or anything about. And Mackenzie Dern is slightly favored to win. She's a negative 120 to a plus 100. So I don't really know what these... I mean, all I know is that a negative number is good. And the higher the negative number, the bigger the... But like, for instance, like for Volkanovski versus Zombie, Volkanovski is a negative 720. And... Zombie is a plus 500. So, and then that versus, like, let's say we have a negative 120 versus a plus 100. So it's like the lower number is bigger, but the higher number is also bigger. So it's like, why not just call it I don't really know what's going on there. Or how these Vegas odds are being calculated. But I think they're not always based on like attributes of the fighter. I think they get modified as bets come in. Is that they're based on like what people are betting, so they can be kind of not entirely grounded in reality. So anyway, but I think the fight that is generating the most interest for people, for the public, is the Burns Chimaev fight. Hamzat Chimaev, he's undefeated, and they're saying he's a special fighter, like. I don't know. But Gilbert Burns is going to be his biggest test so far. And the thing with... There's a couple people that are saying... Like, Chimaev has never fought out of the first round before. So he's never had, like, an endurance test. So maybe Burns may give him this test. But if he beats Gilbert Burns, then he very well may get a fight with the welterweight champion, who is, of course, Kamaru Usman of Nigeria. Nigerian-American. His nickname is the Nigerian Nightmare. I don't know what he has a slight accent, but I think he did college wrestling in the U.S. So I think he was born in Nigeria and maybe has United States citizenship. I don't know, but I think he's fighting out of Nigeria. So I guess that's his choice. I don't know. So it gets kind of complicated and strange, like nationality, like what people really are and where they're fighting out of, what they consider themselves. And they have another guy who's kind of Nigerian. Now I'm blanking on his name, but he's a real famous guy. He's a New Zealander. Well, I don't know how interesting this is to people to hear about mixed martial arts, and it's a little bit strange that I'm so into it. Like, I've never been into sports, but I've got this special... I mean, fighting is different, though, because it's very much... Like, everyone can relate to fighting, I think. And I have a little bit of a martial arts background. I did Taekwondo when I was younger, so... I find it interesting. It just is. I even had a dream. I had a dream that I was begging a Chael Sonnen, who's a retired fighter, to teach me how to wrestle. But I think that I should not talk about the big fight. So what this is, of course, what I always do. I never buy the pay-per-view. I've never bought a pay-per-view. I never will buy a pay-per-view. It's thigh. And the big dirty secret is that I'm actually not that good at watching fights. I don't often know what's going on. I can't follow them that well. And I find them kind of boring. And I just like the idea of the fight, and I like the statistics. And I like sort of the look of the fighter, the personality of the fighter. It's kind of a WWF syndrome. Like, people get really into the whole drama of the thing. So the UFC has taken a lot of cues from the WWF on how to run the business. They even, to some extent, do the heel face thing. Like, some guys, famously, Colby Covington or Conor McGregor, will be dicks. You know, will purposefully come across as being these very despicable characters that people want to see and want to boo, or even if they want to root for the bad guy, you know, they'll. So the whole heel face thing becomes a thing. But it's augmented by the fact that the fighting is real. You know, it's like these are actually competitions. The outcome is not predetermined. It's unknown. This patch is called Oatmeal Clean, and it's one of my very own. It was Natural Clean, but I changed it to Oatmeal because Natural Clean didn't have any distortion at all. But this one has a little bit of crunch. Not much. Maybe I should have planned my show better. But I'm already a quarter away. I'm already a quarter of the way through. So look on the bright side. So I just got to find three more witouted things to talk about. Three more things to talk about. So I can always do the thing that I've been doing lately, which is going to the headlines. Headlines in the news! And I've been going to science news because I'm a nerd. Oh man, that reminds me. Okay, the level meter just jumped up when I screamed nerd. Not screamed, but forcefully spoke. And I was reminded by the level meter that Audio Hijack is trying to push a paid upgrade on me. It's wanting me to upgrade to version 4. And it's not free. And they say I get a discount, but they won't tell me the price. I navigated all the way through their site, and I'm about to write them an email and saying how I just ask them, how much does 4 cost? And I was going to do it snarkily, like saying, what the fuck is your problem? You don't tell people the price. That is such a transparent business slime bag strategy, you little fuck shit. But I don't think I'll do that. I think I'll just write them a nice, sweet, tempered email and say, oh, how much does it cost upgrade? I'll try to get all that intonation into the email if I can. So, but I don't think I need it. I mean, it's tempting just because I like new shiny things, and I do like Rogue Amoeba, and I do like their software, but I think that I'll just stick with version 3 something, and hopefully they don't just like quit. Well, actually, that would actually be kind of nice if they stopped upgrading, because frankly, they did push too many upgrades, and it's like every time I start for the sound show, I've got to say maybe later to not download the upgrade. So it's very much like FileZilla. FileZilla is crazy in the amounts of upgrades. They've slowed down a little bit lately. Maybe they heard me. Maybe they heard the sound show. You see how my paranoid brain works? Funny how chorus can kind of make things sound a lot of tune. What would be the 4 chord? Here's the 5. Weird. It's a mistake. kind of sounded diminished. So it required a little diminished run. I can never do that fast, though. That. Now I can't even do it at all. SpaceX tourism mission just arrived at the International Space Station. Here's everything you need to know. Is that clickbait? I don't know. I think it's just the vernacular of the times, man. It's the parlance of our times. But it's CNN, so we hate them. Oh, because we're secret Republicans. That's a Nixon jowl shake there for you. When I was watching YouTube the other day, I was trying the YouTube shorts, just like their answer to TikTok, little movies that you can scroll through and just kind of sit there and brainwash yourself. And I got this feeling that I was being programmed. They were all like very right-wing political videos. And I know that it's like YouTube selects the recommendations based on your viewing habits. But I don't know. It's odd. I don't think my choices are that slanted, but the their choices for me, for the shorts, were just like all these kind of very right-wingy type videos. So I just feel like I was being, and then there's like these little short videos, and you watch one, then you watch the next, then you watch the next, and you sit there staring at the screen, and I just felt like Alex in A Clockwork Orange with the eyes clipped open, watching footage. So what they did was they showed him violent TV footage, and then they gave him and introduced a drug, made him nauseous. So it actually kind of made sense. There was nothing like magical, technological about it. You know, they just created an association with violence and nausea, and that supposedly, I think that worked actually. That cured him of his antisocial urges, because whenever he would want to do something like rape a woman or, you know, beat up somebody, he would feel horribly sick. What was I talking about? Why did that make me think of that? I don't know. It makes me think of Elon Musk, SpaceX. It's funny how these some companies have got these celebrity CEOs, but some of them have kind of managed to avoid that. Like, I think Google and Microsoft, or maybe just, but Google for some reason, I think, kind of managed to avoid that celebrity CEO thing. Like, I don't even know the guy, the Google guy. And I don't know. And like, why is the Google guy less kind of known than Bezos or Musk? And I guess Musk is kind of self-promoting. He likes that spotlight. I don't know. He likes his tweets. Bezos does not seem to like his tweets. I don't think he's in the pub, but for some reason he really got thrust into this central spotlight. But now I'm going to say the Google person is Sundar Pichai, but I'm going to see. I'm going to Google that. I'll go to a new tab. Google CEO. Yeah, Sundar Pichai. I get mixed up with the Microsoft CEO because he's also an engine. Microsoft CEO is Satya Nadella. Okay. Yep. So anyway, yeah. So I guess I didn't know Sundar Pichai, but then it's different than the founders of Google, who are Sergey Brin and Larry Page, and they're known to me, but I don't think they're in the news at all. They don't do anything. They're just very quiet creatures. So I don't know, but I don't think that celebrity CEO thing is good for business. I think a lot of people direct a lot of their hatred of Amazon at Jeff Bezos, and that kind of fuels it, that they've got this guy that they see as, kind of a ruthless entrepreneur, just like a super rich guy in charge of the company. And I think that it's kind of a self-fueling thing, like the hatred of Bezos fuels the hatred of Amazon and vice versa. Oops. Oops. Drink of water here. I just woke up. Ooh, cracked my guitar on the neck with the plastic bottle cap of my drink. That's not good. My alarm went off at 8:45, and I was asleep blissfully. I think I discovered something that kind of works good for me, drug-wise, is to only drink coffee every other day. I'm off weed until June 1st, at least until June 1st. If June 1st comes along and I find that I don't want to smoke any weed, then well, I won't. And I think, all the red flags are there that I have a problem with marijuana. I don't think it's a severe problem. I think it's much like, meth users have it much worse. But all the flags are there. Like, I don't really enjoy it that much while I'm doing it, but I'm still compelled to do it. And I'm always rationalizing, like, oh, well, maybe just this one more joint, Oh, well, why not just smoke a joint? And the way that I have to kind of regulate myself, like, okay, no more weed till such and such a date. Like, it just is very much like a substance addiction type thing. So I don't know. I think I'm stuck with this. And I blame readily available legal marijuana because I'm such a spurg. I don't have any friends. I would never buy it if it weren't just, I could just walk into a store and get it. Weird, but acceptable. next headline. Okay, this doesn't make any sense. Surprise W boson measurement could rewrite particle physics. Oh my God. Okay, the W bosons. This is a particle. I don't know anything about this. What's going on with the surprisingly heavy particle? Shall we click this and see if it makes any sense at all to our puny brain? The surprise W boson measurement could rewrite particle physics. A subatomic particle called the W boson may be heavier than expected. It's news! It's news! A surprising finding that might lead to a shakeup of physics' grand model of how the world works on the micro scale.
Okay.
A tiny subatomic particle. Okay, fuck you. Scientists at the U.S. Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory spent 10 years analyzing mass measurements of the W boson, a lesser-known sister particle of the Higgs boson that everybody knows because of the large Hadron Collider. That's they discovered the Higgs boson, I believe. That plays a role in radioactive decay. Okay, the scientists said this is quite a big deal, as it is at odds with the so-called standard model, a fundamental physics theory describing how the world and the microscale fits together. So, it's big news, but they're having kind of a hard time explaining how it's big news to the non-scientist mind and ear. And they talk about all the number of improvements and extra checking that went into our results is enormous, says somebody whose name I can't pronounce. Ashutosh V. Kotwal of Duke University, who led the work, he said in a statement. Yay. I wonder what ethnata that is. Ashutosh V. Kotwal. I'm going to guess. I really can't. I cannot guess. I'm going to Google him. That's when I see these. That's where my interests are. I wonder if he's Nepali, maybe. Is it possible? No, birthplace Mumbai, India. Okay. Ashutosh. I had never heard Ashutosh Kotwal. So that was totally opaque to me, the ethnicity of Ashutosh Kotwal. Anyway, he's got a Wikipedia article. On to the next article. That's a nice thing. You know, just move on if something's not bearing fruit. All right. Researchers may have discovered a galaxy barely younger than the Big Bang. That's similar to this news about the oldest star that they discovered last time. Okay, NASA to begin third attempt at crucial moon mission test on Saturday. Who gives a shit? Scientists find leg of a dinosaur that was killed by the great asteroid. That's kind of interesting. So, like, it hit him directly. It fell on this dinosaur's head. They say the great asteroid, so I'm thinking that means the asteroid that caused them the extinction event, the Cretaceous extinction event. That's worthy of a click, I think. I'm gonna click this article. A dig site at Tanis has proven to be a landmine of archaeological evidence about the day the asteroid hit. So I always thought that was a little bit like they weren't sure about if that was. But I mean, I guess they're now pretty sure that this was that Cretaceous extinction event was caused by a big asteroid. Oh, speaking of asteroids, my housemate and I are watching Don't Look Up about a planet killer comet that's supposed to hit Earth, and about all the... It's a very cynical movie. It really just lampoons modern culture and just calls everyone stupid. It calls you stupid. It calls the viewer stupid. But I think that's the thing with these satirical tongue-in-cheek kind of movies that are lampooning culture at large, is that the viewer thinks they're on the side of the people writing the movie. Well, I'm not being called stupid. I'm somehow in cahoots with the writers, and we together are laughing at all the dumb people. So nobody thinks of themselves as one of the dumb people. I think that's how that works psychologically. It reminds me a little bit of Idiocracy. Excuse me. Okay, scientists have found a perfectly preserved dinosaur leg in the Tanis fossil site in North Dakota that they believe belonged to one of the dinosaurs who was killed by the giant asteroid that wiped them out. So, for some reason, that makes me think the asteroid hit this dinosaur on the leg, but I guess that's not it. The leg is not the only remains found at Tanis. Among the remains were fish that inhaled debris from the destruction. Ew. A fossil turtle skewered on a wooden stake. Oh, my God. Small mammals and smaller parts of various kinds of these. So this is like, is this like ground zero for the asteroids? I don't know, man. The impact site. Yeah, shit. The devastation carried for thousands of kilometers, creating a mixture of remains of both sea and land animals. The fish had small particles in their gills, which were found to be spherules of glass from molten rock that were chemically and radiometrically linked to the asteroid's impact site. Very interesting. And then they have a picture of some dinosaurs from Wikimedia Commons. This is by the Jerusalem Post. Okay. Moving along. Space laser is beaming directly at Earth from 5 billion light years away. So what the fuck is a space laser? Is it like a pulsar? A powerful space laser emitted from a distant galaxy has been discovered by astronomers. The beam of radio waves is what scientists call a megamaser. Okay, so this is something I had never heard of. And this is one of the most distant yet. It was detected by... mega masers are naturally occurring radio wavelength lasers that can help shed light on galaxy collisions. Okay, when galaxies merge, the gas they contain becomes extremely dense, producing a specific radio signal known as a maser. Mega masers are powerful masers produced in huge galaxy collisions, like beams from cosmic lighthouses. So, neato. You know, my first thought, of course, is aliens, aliens, aliens. As soon as I read that, space lasers beaming directly at Earth from 5 billion light years away, I'm like, aliens. But no, no aliens. Only a galaxy is colliding. Big John Triceratops specimen has skull injuries that may have come from combat with another dinosaur. Hey. I wonder what percentage of little boys are into dinosaurs when they're young. Is it like, let's say of American, Canadian and American, just to keep it simple. And I wonder if it's like super high, like 80% or 90% or whatever. I don't know. I had real stereotypical little boy interests when I was a kid, like trucks and dinosaurs and stuff like that. Even electric guitar, that's like, and I picked that up when I was 18. That's real typical, too. I always forget about my tremolo arm. Very weird chord, but I did it on purpose. Thank you. liking this neck, though, that I can get to, the cutaway. I can't really get to a classical guitar past the 12th fret easily. But with an electric, you can do this fun thing where you fret the open chords, but you just do it 12 frets higher. Then D doesn't sound that interesting. Because you just got this low-ish D. And then the top part of the D chord is very high. But this F major 7, I think, sounds cool. It's that chord, except three of the notes are an octave higher. .945, pretty good. That's what happens when you just play guitar randomly. Researchers identified over 5,500 new viruses in the ocean, including a missing link in viral evolution. Fascinating. Okay, science is boring. Science is for nerds. Let's go to entertainment. Read about all about Jennifer Lopez's green engagement ring from Ben Affleck. Click at this pay. I never heard of page6.com. Jennifer Lopez has accepted her second proposal from actor Ben Affleck. That's weird. Taking to her On the J-Lo newsletter. She has her own newsletter called On the J-Lo, like on the down low. Ooh, I think that means secretly gay in black English vernacular. Like, are you on the down low? Thank you. If that is indeed a green diamond, then I am stunned, Diamond Pro CEO Mike Fried told Page Six Style. A green diamond of that size is incredibly rare and would dwarf the value of their previous engagement ring. I would value the ring well over $5 million and could be worth more than $10 million. I guess if you're that rich, you got to find something to spend money on to make you feel special. A second proposal. Does that mean they were divorced, or they're just like doing some kind of ritualistic second marriage thing? On to the next entertainment article. Oh, this is still talking about the Will Smith. It's kind of funny. SMJ and I talked about Will Smith last time. We discussed it. We gave our take. And I said I came out like supporting Will Smith. And it's partly to be contrarian and partly because of my own prejudices. My own sets of experience. But, I mean, I realize it's illegal hitting someone. You shouldn't assault people. But, I don't know. I don't know. If I were in charge of running a society that was supposed to do the best good for the most number of people, like my answer would be different than if I'm just like what feels right to me. So, is that a plane? Sing a song about J-Lo and Ben and their green diamond. Who's Jack White? I should know the name. Jack White proposes to then marries Olivia Jean during gig in Detroit. Oh, is he a musician, I guess? If it's a gig, then it kind of makes sense. I'm going to look up Jack White on another tab. Jack White. American singer-songwriter. And multi-instruments, he's known as the lead singer of the White Stripes. Okay, well, that makes sense. Jack White, the White Stripes. For some reason, the White Stripes sounds like an old 60s band, but I guess that's a modern band. Oh, no, but okay, they are an old 60s band. The White Stripes were an American rock duo from Detroit. Oh, no, okay, I'm stupid. Just because they were doesn't mean they're old. They formed in 1997. Okay. The group consists of Jack White and his ex-wife, Meg White. Okay, very cool. Husband-wife duo. I like that. I like working couples. I wonder if it's hard, though. like if you get into fights and stuff, and it's like difficult to work together if you're that close. I don't know. I'm sure there's a unique set of like psychological issues that come out of that being a working couple. You know, that's one of the first chords, one of the first weird chords, one of the first jazz chords that I learned. It was the 9 chord, which is just like a, you know, dominant 7 chord, dominant 7 triad, root, 3rd, 7, and then this note, which is a 9, which just means a second, but an octave higher. So if it's an E, that would be an F sharp. So it would be E, G sharp, D, and F sharp. Is that fucking... No, yeah, I think I got that right. But I don't find them that useful. I don't really like the way they sound. I often will sort of play one out of habit and just feel like it doesn't go anywhere. What I like better is a sharp 9. The Jimi Hendrix chord. And then a flat 9. I think those are much more useful. Like just a 9 chord doesn't really sound like it wants to resolve powerfully down to the 1. But a sharp 9. I think that has more wanting to resolve, so just my personal preference. Whenever I land on just a 9 chord, I'm just like, ugh, this doesn't do anything for me. Lady Gaga's Dog Walker speaks out. The reason I like entertainment is because it's so ridiculous. It just, I think it's just my hipster instinct. Like, it's just such a parody. Like, a headline, a headline that starts, Lady Gaga's Dog Walker speaks out. Okay, well, it's Lady Gaga's Dog Walker speaks out after man arrested for shooting him, erroneously freed from jail. That's not funny, but it is. So somebody shot Lady Gaga's dog walker. Does it say why somebody shot him? I'm curious. Now you got my curiosity aroused. I just got a picture of her dog. I believe it's a Frenchie. It looks like a French bulldog. Lady Gaga's dog walker, Ryan Fisher, in case you wanted to know who Lady Gaga's dog walker is, says he's deeply concerned that the man who allegedly shot him has been accidentally released from jail. What I want to know is why Lady Gaga's dog walker was shot to begin with. So I'm skimming. You know? Oh, I see. Okay. On February 24th, 2021, Fisher, that's the dog walker, was walking Gaga's French bulldogs. I was right. Named Miss Asia, Koji, and Gustav. So this is a quiz for you. What are Lady Gaga's French bulldogs' names? So if that comes up and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or whatever, you'll know. It's Miss Asia, Koji, and Gustav. And when he was shot in the chest, and two of the dogs were stolen. Oh my gosh. Fisher was rushed to the hospital where he underwent surgery. And thankfully, a few days later, Gaga's dogs were returned safely. It still doesn't say anything about motivation. I guess... Oh, okay. He was charged with attempted murder, second degree robbery, and conspiracy to commit. So I guess it was just an armed robbery gone bad or something, or I don't know. I mean, I think if you shoot somebody and steal their dogs, you can't be all that right in the head. Oh, but they dismissed the charges against him, and then that's why Fisher was complaining. This is why he spoke out against the person who shot him being released, but it didn't say why. I mean, I guess I'd speak out too. If somebody shot me after stealing the dogs of the celebrity that I was walking. Yes. Anyway, fascinating. Severance. Oh, I don't know any of these people. I'm not going to read it. Okay, I'll read it. Severance star Adam Scott recovering from COVID-19 in Costa Rica. I don't know who Adam Scott is, and I don't know what Severance is. The Simpsons, I know that. The Simpsons will feature a deaf actor in American Sign Language for the first time. For the first time, I feel love for the first time. And I know that is true. I can tell by the look in your eyes. The love horoscope for each zodiac sign on Saturday, April 9th. That's today. But, ooh, so what I'm looking forward to, the big fight tomorrow, that's the only thing on my mind, is the big fight. Big fight! Google Mackenzie Dern, and you can see her cheesecake. She's very smiley. She's kind of, I mean, I don't think she could be a model. I mean... Go.